now on Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Good morning, I'm Erin Archam. The funeral for George Floyd, whose death has sparked massive protests all over the world, has been underway today in the city of Houston in Texas. Gospel music and song filled at the Fountain of Praise Church, where George Floyd is being remembered by hundreds of family, friends and dignitaries. Amid the celebration of his life, the service has also been politically charged, with calls for a permanent change in America as anti-racism protests continue. Democratic Al Green of Houston spoke at the procession.
George Floyd was not expendable. This is why we're here. His crime was that he was born black. That was his only crime.
Hundreds of people have rallied out the front of Rio Tinto's office in Perth, protesting recent blasts by the mining company, which destroyed an ancient Indigenous site in the Pilbara. Artifacts at the site reveal Aboriginal people first occupied the area more than 46,000 years ago. Activists donned face masks as they gathered in the WA capital, calling on Rio Tinto's chief executive to resign. Meanwhile, Reconciliation Australia has revoked its endorsement of Rio Tinto as partner of the Peak Body Reconciliation Action Plan. In a statement, the organisation says the incident was devastating for the traditional owners and it robbed the world of a unique cultural heritage site. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has shrugged off the ABC's budget concerns as the national broadcaster prepares to cut more than 200 jobs. Senator Cormann says the ABC receives significant taxpayer funding as the broadcaster offers voluntary redundancies because of an $84 million budget cut.
The growth in funding hasn't been as high as the ABC might have hoped, but the ABC is in a much stronger position than any other media organisation in Australia.
A recent report found the coalition government had cut nearly $800 million from the ABC's budget since it came to power under Tony Abbott in 2013. Lifeline has revealed it's taking about one call every 30 seconds from Australians suffering loneliness and anxiety on the back of the coronavirus crisis. Almost 90,000 calls were received during each month of March, April and May, a record for the 57-year-old mental health support organisation. Lifeline Chair John Brogdon told the ABC the organisation is overwhelmed with callers experiencing anxiety due to the imposition of social distancing and COVID-19-induced job losses.
The nature of the calls changed away from being people being concerned about being infected and dying, because that seemed to get under control. And it moved very much to people's anxiety about what happens when the crisis finishes. People very worried about their own financial security and very worried about whether they'd get their job back. And of course, all of this plays into whether they can pay their bills.
A teenage boy on the autism spectrum has been found at a school in Sydney's Blue Mountains after he went missing in the New South Wales Hunter region. Darshan Siegel walked off from a car park in the Port Stephens area while travelling from the north coast to the Blue Mountains with his mother. New South Wales police say the teenager was found safe and well at a Katoomba High School this morning and is now in the care of relatives. It comes as a desperate search continues for another autistic boy who became separated from his family while hiking in regional Victoria. 14-year-old William Callaghan hasn't been seen since Monday afternoon, and police say the search is a fight against time, with temperatures in the area dropping to freezing conditions.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 15 degrees, looking towards a top of 18 degrees. It's drizzly. I don't know if we're going to get there. And there is a chance of showers for the rest of the day. More frequent near the coast with some light winds. The sun will set tonight at 5:06. Looking for the rest of the week. Thursday, fog, then sunny, 9-20. Friday, mostly sunny, 9-18. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 10-20, and Sunday, possible shower, 13-20. The moon is a waning gibbous with last quarter this Saturday, the 13th.
The updated traffic, brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
French's Forest, Ringer Road near Forest Way, a car breakdown, 104 westbound lanes closed. It's lane 2 out in the middle. be careful as you pass that one. In Sydney, Goulburn Street at Sussex Street. A bus breakdown and one of two westbound lanes closed. It's lane two. Out at Warrington, Great Western Highway between O'Connell Street and Gipps Street. A three-car crash, two or three eastbound lanes closed. It's going to get busy there. And finally, Moore Park, Anzac Parade, approaching Cleveland Street. Crash of a car and motorcycle. That started early today. They're still cleaning it up. One of three northbound lanes closed there. It's 6 minutes past 10. You're on a live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And good morning, Mario. How are you?
Good morning, darling. Yourself?
Yeah, very good.
It's quite foggy and rainy outside. It's like a beautiful weather to stay at home and sleep. However, it's an exciting day. It's a hump day. You elaborated very well last week. Why is it hump day? So good morning to all listeners and sponsors of Live 90.5.
And I just put us live on Facebook Live there. You might have just missed the intro if you're on Facebook Live, but we're there now. And good morning to everyone. And so, Mario, do you have any words for us this morning?
Well, actually, indeed, I do have, because you had a very, very special guest today in the studio, which I'd like to share some wisdom about his appearance and who he is, actually, our guest. We know that's him, so it's not her. Well, first of all, I'd like to say good morning, Australia. Good morning, listeners and sponsors of Live 90.5 FM. It is a true pleasure to a privilege to share next 2 hours with you. You are listening Business Insights with Mario, and with me in the studio producer of this awesome show is Darren Capes Davis, the engine behind the most popular favorite community radio station in the world, Live 90.5 FM. Well, we all know that life is full of surprises, no doubt about that. Sometimes we are up, sometimes we are down. Sometimes life serves us with difficulties, and then sometimes we get rewarded with the great positive things. But let me ask you this question. How often you find yourself in difficult situation? Me personally, almost every day. I must make choices not for myself only, but for my clients, employees, and most importantly, how to deal with the new situation. World around us is filled with coaches, mentors, and those who want to be of your assistance. But let me tell you this one. It's easy to be general after battle. It's easy for anyone to share wisdom of life when everything is pink and rosy in their own lives. You will agree with me, that one. I wish I could say my choices were always the best. They were not. Why they were not? In simple terms, I did not have the business radio talk show Business Insights with Mario and Darren Capes Davis in studio to listen and learn from the guests that we bring.
We learn from each other.
Correct. Saying that, I did listen to many gurus, and I can't blame them for my bad and terrible wrong decisions. But what I should know, that misery loves company. Please be aware of those who never walk in the shoes you're walking, never experience problems like you did. I can tell you that now I know how to choose people who can help me on the road to fulfill my dreams, and there is no doubt that I will hit more obstacles every day. And no, you don't need flashy names, million subscribers on YouTube channels, huge PR media company behind them. After all, during COVID-19, many of them, those media exposure names, simply didn't show up. You know, it didn't stack up. However, I don't need to tell you how to make your dreams come true, but what I can tell you, that my guest of Alive 90.5 of this awesome radio station, is a true unsung business hero. He walked in your shoes. He cried, he screamed, but he pushed it through life. Did he show how vulnerable he is? Yeah, he was. I wish I did have my angel guardian ill in my life who could show me the path instead of being smart youngster who believe he knows all. And trust me, I done decisions you won't believe it. It's a true privilege to introduce our guest on today's show, Darren, on Business Insights with Mario. He experienced life on the scale you can't even imagine, from having all to losing all, from having nothing to point where he's coaching thousands in Australia, Europe, and globally. He's kind, generous, energetic. Must say, his energy is infectious, so be aware. After this show, you will feel that energy spark which our guests bring with him. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you our guest, Stephen DeSeda. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us. I really appreciate it.
No, you're welcome, man. I'm hoping you like how I introduce you, because it's like, you know, that's a very short introduction. I could say more, but, you know, I mean, I'm leaving this to...
It's just lights, you know, with pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, so welcome to come to our station, you know, this foggy and rainy morning. And
chilly one.
Yeah, you'd like it. So, and thank you, Darren, for making this sound come through. Stephen, as every guest, we have the just first question, and this is all about you to bring. Who is Stephen DeSeda?
You asked me this once before.
Yes, I did, but I didn't ask you for the that. You have almost 2 million listeners now, so that's a different story.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, good morning from down under. It's very wet and rainy. Who's Stephen DeSadie? I'll go straight off the bat, and rather than go, I do X for Y so they get Z, I get people to do one simple thing, to look in the mirror and love what they see. And the journey to do that takes a lifetime, but it takes a moment to do it.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest things that I do is get people to be totally present and focused to what is brilliant about who they are, what is unique about who they are. Easy words to say, hardest journey of your life will go from head to heart to believe that you're okay.
Well, that's a very generous introduction there. Darren, should we take a short break now and prepare the Stephen for the many questions to come?
That's a good idea.
You're listening live, 90.5 Businesses with Mario. With us in studio, it's Stephen DeSadie, the magician of your life. And stay tuned with us. We're coming for more.
Alive 90.5.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. And drove it deep in my heart. You walked out that door, I swore that I didn't care.
Bye. over 30 years' experience, you'll be in great hands at Granny Flat Leaders. The dream starts in your backyard. Our vision is to combine investment, design and construction to make your dream come to life. We want to help inspire you to make a change and experience great life improvements through Granny Flat Leaders. Call us now on 8076 1613 and ask us how, or visit www.grannyflatleaders.com.au. Sponsor of the Jukebox Jive program.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1800 009 292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1800 009 292.
Station sponsor.
You are listening to Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
It's 16 minutes past 10. You're Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Take it away, Mario.
Well, thank you, Darren. I apologize. I can't hear my guest, how he talks. I can't hear the Darren because I forgot my headsets this morning to complete them. But, you know, luckily, I'm very, very lucky to have a Darren in the studio who's going to guide me by the sound and by the hands and the body language. And our guest in the studio, Stephen Desede, the truly inspiring, insightful person, the coach and the mentor who is globally coaching and mentoring thousands of people. So, Stephen, I have the question for you. Why did you build your coaching mentor business?
Why? The funny thing is I always say to people, I had a 22-year-old young girl came up to me after I spoke at something 2 years ago here in Sydney. And she said, I don't have your experience. And I thought, no, you don't. You're half my age. I haven't travelled as much as you do. And she was a personal trainer, pretty young thing. And she had more and more of her trainees asking her about discipline in their relationships and things that were way beyond cardio and doing sit-ups and stuff. And I made a point to her that I want to make to all the listeners. She said to me, she said, I don't have any experience, so what is my brand? What is my reputation? And those types of words. And the point I made to her, I make to everybody, and this is the answer to your question. People's experience of you is what your brand is.
Experience of me, what my brand is.
What I said to her is, what people experience of you, people, your experience is people's experience of the experience that is you. You don't have to have travelled as much as I have, and I'm twice your age. By the time you get to my age, you will. You haven't done as much as I have because I'm twice your age. But what you can do right now is your brand or your reputation is based on what is it those people are experiencing of you. If you're not out there telling people that you're a personal development coach or you're a discipline coach, you're just someone who's training them, why are they asking you questions about discipline, about structure in their life and structure in their relationships? Because of the experience they have of you. So I built my coaching and mentoring business and built it around the whole philosophy of inspiring insights because I had the Desede Angels, Jane and Jill and Lou and Michelle, go through all of the comments that were made on my social media posts looking for the most common language of people's experience of Stephen Desede. And it all came back to inspiring, insightful, wisdom,
teacher. No doubt, Stephen.
So the end result is what I tell everybody, everyone that's listening, is what is people's experience of the experience of you? And whatever that is, build on it, embrace it. Don't question it, because people's experience of you is... We all want to experience things that are uplifting. We want to experience things that are conflicting. But we want to absorb the experiences of life. So inspiring insights is one element of what I'm doing right now, which is fundamentally what every single person says, what it's like to experience me. So all I do is embrace it.
I must say, well, I have to share with our listeners and Darren with you, when I met Stephen 2 years ago and, you know, the very, very first instance, you know, I discussed with him, like, you know, I've just been glued, you know what I mean? And I just wanted more of the Stephen Desede, you know what I mean? But Stephen Desede is a very busy man, so, like, you know, chasing him around the globe and his work. I must say, and this is the Mario Beckish opinion, as I say on my foreword before we started the conversation, before introducing Stephen, there is the plenty of the names there in the market, flashy names, you know, big PR, big media, and as well there is the wannabe coaches there. Now, you're the one of the people I know who truly and gratefully making the difference in people's life. You're making my life. You know, as I say, you know, this is not advertising paid. This has nothing to do with nobody. This is my personal opinion. Now, I know that people wants to have the coach. They will rush somewhere to find somebody. But people find you. How they find you? Is it word of the mouth? Or did they say, like Stephen, they say that, like, you know what I mean? What the first impression about your experience about you with these two people? You say inspiration, insightful and everything else. But why are you leaving the people like myself, you know, with that good taste in, you know, I mean, I well, wanted more of Stephen to say that. Why?
If you remember the first time we met, I was sitting at the foyer of the Shangri-La in Manila.
That's correct,
in
yes.
In a place called Mandaluyong that Jane knows well. You were in your office with the Unsung Business Heroes and Charles Fairley filming you.
Yeah.
And we first met with me sitting on an iPad in another country.
Yes.
And I was coaching and mentoring you, if you want to use that language, about how to actually tell your story and everything. So how do people find out about me? I walk around the world holding a mirror up and showing people a reflection of what I see in them. I don't have a huge following on Facebook. I don't have a huge following on LinkedIn. I don't go looking to try and create as many followers and as many likes and as many shares. Right now, with both of your kind invitation here, I'm having a one-to-one conversation with every single person wherever they are on the planet, because I'm not interested in likes, I'm not interested in comments, I'm not interested in engagement, I'm interested in traction. I'm interested in shifting one soul, because everything that's online today or offline, and there's only one reality because we're sort of all merged together, you're either entertaining or educating online. My aspiration is to shift people.
Sorry, just in the speeches. What do you mean shifted? I mean, so it's not
shift people to see a version of themselves beyond themselves. Something happens in America in the last week and the last couple of weeks, which is tragic.
Yeah.
And people around the world are now walking down the street chanting because it impacts the disrespect of human dignity.
Yeah.
So what I do is I actually create a sense of dignity, a sense of self-respect, a sense of self-awareness that is not sourced from the opinion of others on a social media page. The truest opinion you need to live by is the one that looks back at you in the mirror every morning. And most people's biggest journey and challenge through life is to look in the mirror and love what they see.
Now that's interesting for you, Darren.
It's amazing. I'm just taking it all in. I'm thinking, oh, what do people see in me?
I said in the beginning he's infectious, energy-wise infectious, Stephen, they said it. I know that we, you know, well, I have many questions because it's the only opportunity like I can talk to you. But you build your mentoring coaching business around the five methods, I will say, principles?
Yeah, and again, it's everything I do, and again, I'm going to keep going back to this for the individual that I'm speaking to. I don't know how many people are watching, listening to this or whatever, but I'm having a one-to-one conversation with you and everyone out there. So if you're sitting in your car, your house, on the train, wherever you might be right now, this conversation is one-to-one between me and you. Those five things, confidence, courage, compassion, compulsion, and completion, are the elements that represent every single element of your life. Professionally, personally, spiritually, romantically, everything is contained in those five elements. So when we do the live show, as I mentioned to you, and we have people ringing in from all over the place, I know that every single question that's random, I don't know what they're going to ask me, but I know that it will sit somewhere in your confidence, your courage, your compassion, your compulsion, and your completion. Because if you look at every great life, whether that's Mother Teresa, Steve Jobs, whoever it might be, maybe that's your wife, your husband, your significant other. If you look at the way they conduct themselves, in some way, they've got pride, which is your confidence. They've got resolve, which is your courage. They've got kindness to themselves, which is compassion. They've got an obsession with this, which is compulsion, and they're prepared to make sacrifices to complete what's meaningful in their life.
Well, that's Darren. That's enough to take it a deep breath and a short break. What do you think?
I think so. And, you know, take it in.
Stephen, thank you so much. Nobody.
Looking forward to the rest of this morning.
We're going to squeeze it. We're going to take it, all of them. You listen, Business Insights with Mario on the line, 90.5. And Dan and I will take it a short break for all of us and take it, give the Stephen to say that, you know, breather, because he's going to guide us through these five elements.
Alive 90.5.
I was driving down the 101, singing California Dreaming at the top of my lungs, unaware, not a care, and then he appeared. Thought he was running down his window just to say hello, but he started cussing at me, saying I'm going too slow. Then he yelled, it's screw the low cost, where's my KFC? Ain't gonna think about the bills or the TFC. Life is short.
Hey!
Are you in the market to hire an honest, reliable, long-term plumber? If so, you want to look out for one that is fully licensed and insured, has your interest at heart, displays professionalism and is branded. Neat, clean and tidy, and treats your domain with respect and care. Look no further. Waterflow Plumbing is your plumber. Fully licensed and insured in plumbing, draining, gas fitting, roof plumbing, waterproofing and mini excavation. Call Bradley on 0488 300480 or email info@waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing, station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes here from Dural Pool Shop. I opened our shop intending to always listen, really listen, to our customers so we could fully understand and meet their pool needs. Along with that, we stocked the top brands of pool chemicals, cleaners, pumps, filters, heaters, fittings, spare parts, you name it. You'll find full details on our website at duralpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 New Line Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just the way you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, station sponsor.
You are listening to Alive 90.5.
If you'd like to know more about us, jump onto our website.
www.alive905.com.au.
It's 29 minutes to 11. You're Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario. Take it away, Mario.
Oh, thank you, Darren, very much. And thank you for looking for my headsets, you know, during the break.
You can hear us now.
I can join the conversation. And I'm very privileged to say that with us in studio, it's Stephen, to say that the mentor and business coach, not just a worldwide caliber profile, high stake flyer, but as somebody who is genuinely kindly looking into everybody's soul and try to see how they can not just bring the better from them, but to see the different version of themselves. If they don't see yourself good, he's going to make it you feel good. Now, Stephen, I know that you giving a lot of public speeches, and I said, like, you know, one event, when you mentioned when you're in Manila and you're coaching me for my interview, you make me cry, you know what I mean, which I don't like, is showing my emotions. Now, I know that people go to the business coaches, there are a lot of them then in the planet, but I said, like, you know, it's a big PR and media behind them. Now, you doing this on a smaller scale, I would say, like, smaller, which is not, because you say, when you're talking live, you're talking now, right now, in studio, one-to-one to me, to Darren and everybody else. Why did you say that, eh? What would you say you're talking to everybody individually? Why don't you say, like, all listeners, you know, I mean, everything else? What that makes you different? What is your strategy behind this?
The only conversation that's worth having is the one that you have with yourself, which is called your self-awareness and your self-respect.
Okay.
So it would be easy for me to go chasing large numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It would be easy for me to have an aspiration to have thousands and thousands of followers, and maybe that'll happen one day, I don't know. But my focus is I want to help one person at a time. Because if you think, and again talking to that, the individuals that are listening, if you think of those moments and those journeys in your life,
yeah.
I was only asked on my live show last week by a lady in Ames, Iowa. She said, Steve, do you think love's at the center of everything? And what I said to her is that when you have a financial hardship, when you have a medical hardship, when your relationship breaks down, when you have some type of issue with COVID, for example, when you're impacted by what's happened in America, for example, it breaks your heart. And your heart is the soul of where love comes from. And in the same way that when you do get that promotion, when you do have that financial win, when you do actually meet someone and fall in love, it's your heart that expands. So when I talk about one person at a time, I have a simple image which I can't show right now, which whenever I meet anyone, I arrive into your heart and wait for you to meet me there.
Yeah, well, I know that one because he made me cry. Yeah. And first time I saw the man or the iPad, truly, you know what I mean? And he brought my story, which I tried to hide. Not hide, I don't like to talk about some things from my past. You know, it's a hurtful, but, you know, I mean, Steve was there and, directing. And I said, like, who is this guy, you know what I mean? You know how he dares, but how did you bring this thing out of me? You know, I just want to jump to the wind, you know, the screen.
It sounds like he reached your heart, just like Stephen was saying, which leads me to a question, Steve, if I may.
Yeah, please.
If I am to be authentic, should my heart be part of my brand?
Oh, that's a powerful.
Yes. And how do I do that?
You married?
Yes.
Got kids?
Yes.
How do you mind if I ask, how old are your children? Do you don't mind me asking?
21.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one girl.
A girl. Yep. Okay. Is she married yet?
No.
Okay. When she finally does, assuming that's the journey she's going to take, and the traditions in your belief system will have you walking her down the aisle, let's just say that, will your heart be present to that occasion?
My heart will be present in whatever she chooses to do.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So what's the most authentic, loving and precious thing in your life that your wife and yourself created?
A daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how much of your heart is in that relationship, in that awareness of who she is as she traverses through the journey of life that you gave her?
It's 100%.
So my answer is, if you don't see that your life, is as meaningful as the life you created in your beautiful daughter, then how can you traverse through your life and have to second guess whether your heart should accompany you? But when you think of the most precious thing in your life being your daughter, it's just a no-brainer that your heart's involved.
I'll have a follow-up.
The question I do have, Stephen, like it's like, you know, I'll say for myself, you know, my experience, because I can't use nobody else. But if somebody comes to you, let's say me and anybody, you know, what's the hardest thing? What the question first they have? It's, I want to be successful. I want to be happy. What was your question is going to be in return, or do you do assessment, or do you talk to that person? And second question, do having continuing that conversation, what is the hardest for anybody to admit to you before they commit themselves to spend time with you and learn from you?
That they believe in their truth.
Can you give me more about this?
I will. You know me, I will.
See, you just have like 2 hours. You know, I mean, I want to all your knowledge.
No, I will. I can give you as much background of that as you want. But the first thing of all is that the reason why I say a statement and stop is just let it land, as opposed to give you a 5-minute monologue and rhetoric. Most, and because we're not talking about light touch stuff about how do I do an Instagram post. We're not talking about how do you do life coaching or how do you do business coaching. No disrespect to those, the people who do that, because it's super important. I'm in the business of making you believe in yourself.
Okay, that's a leave on the question.
Right? Just let me finish on that one if you don't mind. I'm in the business of making you believe in yourself. And the hardest thing everyone in this world is doing is to seek the opinion of themselves about themselves. So when you say, what's the hardest thing? When someone approaches me and says, Steve, I want to be happy, you already are. You just lost sight of how to do it. It's the same way as people going, like, you know, Steve, I want to stand out and be unique. You are unique from the point of conception. If I often say this jestfully. If you took the mindset of a 30-year-old female and a 30-year-old male and put it into the reproductive process of the lady send the egg and we send our little swimmers, if you put the mindset of a 30-year-old's doubt, if you want to create extinction in the human race, this is how you do it. Actually get the little swimmers from the men to have as much doubt as a 30-year-old man, the egg of a woman, said respectfully, ladies, to have the doubt of a 30-year-old woman, and, I can't go out in this. I can't send my egg down the path to conception. I'd like, does my bum look big in this? Yeah. And then the guys are going, well, his six-pack's better than mine. He'd probably swim faster than me. If you took the doubt of the average person at 30 to 35 to 40 years of age and put that into the reproductive process, we would become extinct because no one would have a go.
Hmm.
So from the moment of conception, you're a million to one shot or whatever that is. One egg, millions of these things created the one entity that is you. So you were unique from the point of birth. And then it seems to be that we've signed up with our free will, whatever your interpretation of that is, from the moment of conception all the way through our life, we degrade from the value of how unique we are. And we spend our entire life going from being unique at conception to, oh my God, and then we get into our deathbed going, I wish, I wish, I wish. And for those of you who haven't seen Bonnie Ware, was a nurse, a palliative nurse in Queensland who spent 30 years with people preparing to die. We've talked about this. Yeah. And she wrote The 5 Regrets of the Dying.
Can you share with us what they are?
Off the top of my head, if I can remember them all. But it was about, I wish I'd let myself be happier. I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. I'd wish I'd spoken up more. It was basically, I wish I'd...
And so what stops...
What I've encapsulated in, I wish I'd have trusted my heart and I wish, by speaking up, and I wish I'd have followed my intuition by not hesitating. So when someone comes to me, to go back to your question, and says, hey, Steve, I want to be happier, trust your heart, speak up, follow your intuition, don't hesitate. Because you know what happened at the point of conception? Everyone spoke up and no one hesitated. I'm going to be the first swimmer out of a million seeds that are going to get to that egg because I want to create life. And as soon as life's created, we spend the rest of our lives trying to work out how to defunk it.
Okay, I had a question for you before I take the break. And this is the very important question. I said, like, I can relate to myself and yeah. I'll relate always to myself so nobody can sue. You know, I mean, this lovely radio station and Darren and I stay without multi-million dollar contracts. Now, the question I do have, why we are don't believe in ourselves and why we are always judging our actions, how they're going to be judged by the people around us, why we don't have more courage to take steps in life to be happy, out, successful and everything else?
If you look at the people, whether it's Steve Jobs, Mother Teresa, Mandela, all those types of people, they had a definitiveness of purpose of who they were.
Okay.
This is who I am. This is what I believe in. I'm going to speak up and I'm not going to hesitate. For whatever reason, the gift of free will spiritually from God for those who believe that, the stimulus response and the neural pathways for those who want to go down the scientific route, that split second that allows the human species to make a conscious choice from a response, from a stimulus to a response, a huge portion of the population seems to have decided that my decision to act is going to be based on your opinion of what I should do. And what we've done is we've outsourced our life to the opinion of others.
Let me share something, one story with you.
And sure.
You know, when I was a young, I was in the last century, right? You know, my parents were like a peasants, you know what I mean? The factory workers and, you know what I mean? For them was most important, finish the primary school and get, you know I mean, out of the house because you're never going to be nothing. Right, because I always dream I'm gonna be this, I'm gonna be that. You know, the school grades was not so beautiful. Like, you know, they were inclined towards, you know, the path to the bottom. But I must say, that stigmata I had from my parents, you know, was for a very long time. You know, I mean, was been sticking on me, and you know, I couldn't know how to rid of this till I didn't reach the point when I was actually broke and homeless and everything else, and so like, I couldn't care less. I need to now start working on myself, and. Stephen, when somebody comes to you and you say, like, you know, you try to bring the best of them, is there any moment when you say somebody, Adam, I can't help you? Is that the person you can say can't help?
I have a formula which basically says if you have passion,
yes,
and you have talent and you have ambition, so if you have passion, talent and ambition and I enter your life, it's going to change. Period. If you spend an hour with me, I'm going to change your life.
You'll change already.
But you've got to have, because when you apply, pardon me, when you apply passion to skill, you become elite. When you apply passion to skill, you become elite. When you do it on a foundation of ambition, you become fulfilled. So Mother Teresa had a passion and an ambition, and she did it with a level of skill that created a fulfillment in her. Most people don't live a fulfilled life because they're wondering if their passion is good enough for someone else's opinion. They've outsourced their talent to someone else's like and sharing, and their ambition is to make sure they get enough followers. Steve Jobs didn't care about how many followers he's had. Mother Teresa didn't do it either. So if you have passion and talent and ambition, and I enter your life, it will change. So to go to your question, what about the people who come? If you come without ambition, passion, and talent, I can't help you. You're not my train. If you're standing on the platform of life, everyone, and the train doesn't stop, it's not your train. The next time you go
who
to the...
Who are you, Stephen?
No.
No, seriously. No, seriously. Like, you know, we will take that break and then we come back to the five C's and the pyramid of the success and happiness with Stephen DeSedin with us in studio, Listening Business Insights with Mario and Darren Capps Davis behind this show as a producer and great friend of mine. We are lucky to have Stephen DeSedin in the studio with us. We come back after a short break.
Yeah.
90.5.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
Need an honest, reliable service centre for your car? Then contact United Service Centre Toongabby. They perform mechanical repairs on all types of vehicles and are specialists in top quality European cars too. And all work is at very affordable prices. You'll find them at 5 Picasso Crescent, Old Toongabby, next door to United Fuel on Fitzwilliam Road. Book your next vehicle service on 9631 1179. You'll be so impressed, you'll tell all your friends. United Service Centre Toongabby is a proud sponsor of The Morning Magazine with Happy Jack and Alive 90.5.
Find it hard to tune in? Jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
It's 12 minutes to 11 on Alive 90.5. You're on Business Insights with Mario. And we're speaking with Stephen Desaid and talking about lots of things, passion, talent, ambition, lots of things. And if I may, Mario, I have a question that I have
to jump out with.
Please
go for it, because I prepared the list, you know, for later.
Now, I have passion, you have passion. What happens when our passions conflict?
It goes back to what I said to you about having a definitiveness of purpose. Good example of that is when, back in the day when Steve Jobs first released the Macintosh, and obviously had a passion for that, and at the time, Microsoft was the biggest company in the world, couldn't buy a computer anywhere unless it had Microsoft software on it. They were the biggest company in the world. And he, out of his garage with was Diaki or whatever the guy's name was, they actually launched the Mac. That was their passion. And they were competing against Microsoft that was controlling everything on the planet. And a guy put his hand up, and this is my answer to your question, and he said, Mr. Jobs, does that do spreadsheets? Because everyone at that stage, if you had a computer, it was running Windows, it was running Excel spreadsheets. And Jobs turned around with his passion and said, if you're into spreadsheets, we're not for you. So if you our passions may not conflict, and there's a lot of conflict in the world right now, sadly, but our passions might conflict. But if you're truly passionate about what you believe in, you'll respect the passion of that I believe in.
And how do we work that out? Is it with talent and ambition? Does that come in? I'm just wondering how, if there's something that we're so passionate about and we do have conflict, do we resolve it with the heart? Or do we take other avenues?
Or brute force.
Not brute force. I mean, to me, the voice of anger, the voice of fear is anger, and the response to anger is conflict. And I said this on the show the other day, that you've got to have a direction assurance in leadership in today's world, and always, but particularly now because of all the uncertain times and the unusual times and never unprecedented times. If you think of a triangle at the top, you've got to have a sense of direction, a sense of assurance, and a sense of autonomy with everybody. If you want to be a great leader, you've got to give people a sense of direction. You've got to give them a sense of assurance, and then you've got to give them a sense of autonomy.
This is the best definition about leadership I ever heard, because it's like, you know, we both, you know, can see, and Darren and I, we can see a lot of things talking about leadership and the quality of the leadership. Everybody has a different ones, but this is the best ever.
Yeah, and I don't want to miss the fact that Darren asked me a specific question about passions clashing, and I'm going to that. I on the Oscars a few years ago, a guy was presenting the Best Supporting Actress, and he said this line, which I often refer to. He said, women are the only ones who can have conflict without hostility. We boys, if there's conflicts, we go to guns. We get the dogs up, right?
That's
so
a good one, yeah.
The first thing that comes to mind with that question that you've asked me is, if you've got a passion and a point of view, and I've got a passion and a point of view, one of the things you need to do is have the self-respect for yourself and for the other person, that we may differ, but we'll just agree to disagree. And again, it's that thing that if you're standing on the platform of life and the train doesn't stop, it's not your train. Now, if my platform's called Steve's passion and your platform's called Darren's passion, the worst thing you can do is try and convince someone against their will. It's the worst thing you can do. So one of the things from my point of view, you've got to be an example of what you believe in and stand for. And if that is at odds with what you believe and stand for, I respect you for it. I've got some people whose sexuality preferences are not my preferences. And back in the day when you could hug people, particular gentleman Martin came to an event that I spoke at, which was really kind of him. And at the end of the event, when we were leaving, having drinks and stuff, a few people took photos and all that kind of stuff. I actually gave him a hug. And he later on asked me, he goes, don't you feel uncomfortable doing that in public? And I went, no. Your choice is your choice. My choice is my choice. I don't particularly want you to grab me on the butt, which he's not going to.
Not grabbing on the butt here.
No, but I respect his choices, but I admire him as a man more. So the end result is if you traverse through life thinking that I'm passionate about X and you're passionate about Y, so my job is to convince you. No, your job is to be an example of your passion. Mm. And the only way you can be an example of your passion is to have the ultimate self-respect for someone else who's passionate about something. And most people aren't passionate about anything except the opinion of others to tell them that they're okay.
So you're saying that self-respect as an attribute of myself is yes. part of my passion?
Absolutely.
It needs to be part of my
Absolutely.
Heart.
It's one of the foundation stones of passion. Mm. Has to be. In the same way that one of the foundation stone of confidence is pride. Mm. So in those five C's that we'll talk about as we go along, where does your confidence come from? It's generated from your pride. Pride is one of the building blocks of confidence.
How many people actually they're showing that how proud they are? I think that most of the people show that how proud they are when they reach some type of milestone and that they can show to society, look at what I did. I'm proud. You know, I mean, I got a new car. Look how proud I am. Or I don't know, I had a new girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever it is. I think that majority of people I see around, that's when I see the pride comes out of them. Or am I mistaken, Stephen?
No. To me, there's a difference between status and stature. Status is you against average. Stature is you against high achievement. So when Mother Teresa stood on the steps of the White House alongside George Bush, I think it was, he had the office of the presidency of America, and she dwarfed him because she had the stature of who she was.
Interesting.
So in many cases, most people look in the mirror of life and ask someone else, who do you see? And that who do you see is in the form of how many likes have I got? How many comments have I got? How many shares have I got? How many people have told me that I've done okay today? As opposed to, do I believe in what I just said? Do I believe in my truth? And do I love you more than you do right now, but you'll catch up, just hang out.
Wow, that's very, well, you're listening live, 90.5 Business in Mali. We take no short break, but 10 minutes break, Darren, I presume. There's going to be music.
We'll have the news and after a bit of music and back with the second hour.
Yeah, we're going to be about 11:05. We're going to be back on air with truly amazing Stephen Desede. So stay tuned. Business Insights with Mali on live, 90.5. Thank you for listening.
Director of Cherry Brook Real Estate, Sam Ramon, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramon from Cherry Brook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor. With over 30 years' experience, you'll be in great hands at Granny Flat Leaders. The dream starts in your backyard. Our vision is to combine investment, design and construction to make your dream come to life. We want to help inspire you to make a change and experience great life improvements through Granny Flat Leaders. Call us now on 8076